So let's talk a little bit about metastatic ER-positive disease. And I see you have a 45-year-old single mother of three with bone and liver mets who got adjuvant ACT for node-positive disease, BSO tamoxifen, and then an AI. And then 4 years into the AI, had recurrence in the liver and bone. Can you talk about how you manage her and kind of how you manage metastatic ER-positive disease, particularly it recurs during an adjuvant AI?
So this patient, it was very tragic. She had been doing very, very well, young, fit woman, and she presented with a lot of liver metastasis. It wasn't a small volume, it was a heavy volume liver metastasis and abnormal liver function tests. And I'm not remembering whether I had palbociclib available to her at that time, such that I could have given her fulvestrant plus palbociclib. But even if I did, Neil, it's only recently that I've been willing to forgo what has been my go-to for durable responses for aggressive heavy volume liver metastasis, which is combining capecitabine with either vinorelbine or a taxane, and then sometimes stopping the IV chemotherapy after 6 to 8 cycles, then continuing with capecitabine. I've had a number of patients over the years who have gone 3, 4, 5 years with that strategy. I'll tell you why vinorelbine. It's because you don't have the option of continuing taxane capecitabine indefinitely because patients' nails completely fall off, and sometimes they don't come back. And you also get, Anasarca from the taxane over time. Vinorelbine, if you've got a patient who you're extremely worried about, I mean, we're talking massive liver recurrence, life-threatening disease. And I've had the occasion in the past to stop the IV and continue capecitabine, and it didn't work. It was the IV that was really doing the job, for the really aggressive. But if you want the opportunity to keep going with both, you have to give vinorelbine. You can't give taxane. So anyway, that's what we did for her.
And I guess this is really the traditional long-term strategy of short-term chemo followed by endocrine maintenance.
Well, you can do that, Neil, if you have confidence that endocrine therapy is going to work. But when a young woman presents with massive amounts of liver disease on an aromatase inhibitor, I wasn't too excited about endocrine therapy. So I don't tend to get off that winning horse. I don't tend to switch over to endocrine therapy, give a induction chemotherapy and then switch over to endocrine therapy.
So how long did she actually get the vinorelbine capecitabine then? It says 3 years, but I assume that she had hormones. She was doing chemo for 3 years?
3 years, yes. So that means that it was before the CDK4/6 inhibitors because we didn't get palbociclib until November of 2015. So this preceded the availability of palbociclib. So yes, she got 3 years. This is typical. And she was doing well. I mean, she's raising three children on her own, and so she's doing well. Patients do well with this combination. There's definitely some fatigue, but she did well. And then her disease progressed in the liver again. Very disappointing. And I went on to the fulvestrant plus the abemaciclib, and she's having a major response. Beautiful. She tolerates it beautifully. She's so happy. The CA2729 dropped like a rock, like you can't believe, And it's very interesting. I was worried initially that capecitabine and the CDK4/6 inhibitors would be cross-resistant no matter which order you gave them in, because one hits G1S and the other one hits S phase, And I'm like, oh, wow, that's in the same neighborhood. Maybe there's going to be a problem. But, I have been very pleased no matter which way you order them. They're not cross-resistant. In fact, it seems like if I give a CDK4/6 inhibitor, then they go on to capecitabine, they do very well. And then this patient here, for example, vice versa. So it's really good that they're not cross-resistant.
So how long has she been on the fulvestrant abemaciclib now?
I think we're coming up to a year.
And no tolerability issues?
Zero tolerability issues. She is so happy. She feels fantastic, and it's working great.
Just out of curiosity, how does she compare her quality of life now to when she was on vinorelbine and capecitabine?
Much better, Neil. Much less fatigue. The other thing is, she did have to come in before day 8 of vinorelbine for a single dose of filgrastim. And she had to go into one of our cancer centers, you know, one of the Texas Oncology Cancer Centers close to home, and she had to go in. So, and sometimes she'd really nadir significantly, and I'd have to give her an antibiotic, et cetera, a few more doses of filgrastim, et cetera. So it's much, much, much better being on abemaciclib and fulvestrant.